Tonight, I sighted the microphone from the green light to the speed trap. Regarino and Jody calls them as they seize them, and you better believe them. Here, relevant news, biased opinion, and outright nonsense regarding every aspect of automotive culture. Gasp! It's mechanical trickery never before broadcast over FCC-regulated airwaves. Thrilled to the explosive tension as Ray and Joe cuss each other down track. Barrel roll across the finish line, laughing at certain disaster as they shake hands with the devil. All that and so much more at high noon this Sunday on the Motormouth Radio Hour. Call in and speak live with the Wizards of Speed and the Live Eat, Ray Carino and Joe D. Bring the whole family. Kids under 12 get in free every Sunday at noon on WHBC. Take the Hempstead Turnpike to the Meadowbrook Parkway and look for the no parking on the expressway and no express service on the parkway sign. Go right on Highway 24 to Garden City. $2 all-day parking includes pit pass.
Oh, yeah, man. Sun shining today on Motormouth Radio on glorious Long Island.
Yes, Long Island.
We're Long Island's only radio, automotive radio talk show, Motormouth Radio, with your host, Ray Guarino, co-host and wingman.
The other guy who sucks at math, so I don't know if six was nine. I can hardly tell.
Absolutely.
It depends on your perspective, whether you're hanging under the dashboard or standing next to the car.
That is correct. Mr. Joe D. And you know what? Jimmy is talking about if the sun will shine, and it's a very fortuitous line in that song today,
yes,
because we have Mr. Marty Schultz on the show today, who is the president and CEO of Eclipse Sunshades. So you want to keep that sun out of the car's interior so that you can keep your seats and dashboard looking nice longer. And if you want to see what we're going to talk about, go to any of our social media platforms, Twitter, MotormouthRadio.com on the website. Twitter and Instagram, Twitter and Facebook are the same. And Instagram is
Real_MotormouthRadio.
And on any of those platforms, we'll accept the website right now because that didn't get posted. We just did this. You'll see a picture from the parking lot of one of our cars with an Eclipse sunshade fully deployed and then fully undeployed, and how nice it stows. And
those are nice.
Yeah, very cool. That's,
you know, I mean, I was using the cardboard and duct tape thing, but
right.
You know, it was really hard having the kids hold the cardboard and the duct tape.
They get tired, I know.
Yeah, it's kind of wow, that was quick.
So we got action. Let's go to the phones and see who's on. We'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths. Hi, caller. You're on with the Motor Mouths. There was someone on the line, but I guess not.
They got shot.
They'll have to try it again. So anyway, that person knew how to do it. You can call 516-572-7440. Let's see. There's still a thing on there. Let's hit it again and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Yeah. Hello?
But nobody is there. Look at that. The line is there, but it's...
I can hear you being quiet.
That's interesting. Boy, I hope that works itself out before this. I wonder. I don't know.
Was one of them slidey things not slid?
That's it right there. But there was nobody there. So anyway, I don't know.
Well, yeah, we'll have an action-packed show with callers from, we have multiple calls today, I think.
Well, we do. We also have Mr. Carl Anthony from automoblog.net going to call us. We had a double book today because next week, folks, we're not going to be here. When you tune in, you'll hear us, but you won't hear me. You'll hear Joe, and you'll hear the king of the airwaves, Mr. C.C. Swizzle, old co-host, because he filled in for me last year when I went away, and next week I have to go away again. I have a wedding in the family, so we're not going to be here. So, Chris, we have to replay last year's show, and that's when you'll hear
that was a lot of fun. We cracked each other up a lot. No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we all have a ball with Chris. You in particular.
He's a riot,
Yeah.
And his view on car repairs.
Yeah.
And restoration is particularly
now,
unique.
He did just send me an email. I saw it this morning. I didn't have time to reply, but you know, he's dealing with the big green whale of his, the Chrysler 300.
The landmass.
Right. And now he picked up another one, so I'll let him talk about it when he'll get in touch with us and talk about it. And we'll ask,
yeah,
why do you bring these things home? So we'll
find out.
It
followed me.
So
we're
anyway.
Start calling him Mopar Mouth Radio.
Yeah, you know? There you go.
Oh, so, let's see if this flashy thing is...
We'll try it again. We'll pick that up. The phone is up and say, hi.
Hi.
Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, there seems to be some type of technical difficulty over here.
Yeah, the phone doesn't seem to be picking up.
We should be, like, opening the window and listening, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something's not configured. So, you know, something's configured a little sideways or something like that.
It's the same caller, so...
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know if that was that means
anything. They're trying.
That works. That don't work. Yeah.
I don't know.
So anything good this week, Joe? Did you
well
a little bit of time?
We had a lot of fun... a lot of AC issues.
Right.
A lot of AC, you know, Cadillacs with thermal sensors. And basically, especially the Caddies from like the 90s.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what ends up happening is they're a little too smart for their own good. They have multiple sensors in places that it calculates the exact amount of compressor. And
right.
Long story short, and if one of them goes awry,
okay.
Then... it just says, "To hell with you! Now you sweat." It thinks it's a BMW at that time. Oh,
okay. Hold the
thought.
Do we
got the slide thing?
And let's try this. We'll say, "Hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths."
Yeah, Mike from Baldwin.
Hey, Mike.
I got a
Hi,
question.
Mike.
I got how you doing? I got a 2017 Jeep Cherokee.
Uh huh.
And I changed from conventional oil. That's what it came from.
Mm-hmm.
This is full synthetic. Now
right.
My car takes 6 quarts of oil.
Right.
All these promotions you buy from all the stores and all comes with 5 quarts of oil. I have 5W30.
Yeah.
Now, I have quarts of 10W30 synthetic.
Yeah.
Can you mix that together or no?
We've had this happen at the shop.
Yeah.
You know, short answer, yeah, you can do whatever the heck
yeah.
you want. You know, at the end of the day, there's no one going to step over your shoulder and say, "Do not do that."
Right. But will it screw up? You know, will it mix good? It's like one quart to five.
Well, it's going to
because it's
going to mix because it's all going in the same
right.
crankcase and it's going to get churned around.
Yeah,
by the oil
long
pump.
Term. I mean, you know, if you're using a good quality, similar type of oil, it's
yeah,
not going to really
depends oil.
Yeah, it's not going to bother anything.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
For
okay.
All intents
because
and purposes.
I got like a couple of quarts of you know. The 1 quart, you know, it's now with six quarts for, you know, an oil change.
Right.
So
yeah.
You need that extra quart. So I was just, you know, just making sure.
Yeah.
So that 1 quart in, it's not going to ruin the warranty or any of that
you
stuff
know,
or anything.
I'll go on the far end of the scale. If you threw in a quart of diesel or kerosene or
right.
Jack Daniels, I'd say, all right, now you're setting
yeah.
yourself up. But it's,
yeah.
you know,
that,
it's
that,
motor
that
oil.
The can of wolf's head from, like, you know, 1972,
well,
you know.
Right.
Yeah, fox head, yeah.
But it's all motor
yeah,
oil.
I remember that stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
TSS used to sell that, yeah. In
exactly.
The,
right.
In metal cans. But it's all motor oil.
Right.
It's similar. Just the grade is off a little bit. We've done that at the shop and we ran little short.
Yes.
Like, yeah, give me a quart of that.
Oh, okay.
You know, what the heck? It's you know, it's not gonna. It really isn't gonna hurt anything.
Cool.
How'd you find this, Mike? You're it's always good to
I've
hear a new
I've been listening for years. I've been listening to you guys. I've called in a few times with you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
You definitely helped me out.
Yeah. Well, good. Keep
great show.
Keep the calls coming.
Much
we love
appreciated.
It.
Appreciated. Yeah.
You got it. All right, guys.
Thanks, man.
All right, Mike.
Keep running.
All right,
keep
thanks.
Running.
All right. So long.
Okay. So yeah, as long as you don't put, like, you know, Wesson oil or something in there, you know.
Right.
If you're using a good quality oil with a slightly different additive, 1 out of 6 ain't going to really bother it. I mean.
Exactly.
I'm sure the top of some engineer's skull went off the top of his head, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, right.
In the real world, it's not that big a deal.
Exactly. Because it's all, like you said, it's oil. It's all oil.
Right.
And
you stick your chain to your change intervals and so forth, you know, it's not going to be in there forever,
right.
You know.
And he's talking about oil of the same manufacturer, just
right.
one grade off.
Exactly.
You know.
All right. Well, we're getting flashed again. It's
yeah,
kind of like Times Square in here, you know.
I know. Let's go back to the phones and say, hi, you're on with the Motor Mouths.
Hello.
Hi, it's Dr. Jeffrey. How are you guys doing today?
Dr. Jeff, what's up, man?
What's up, Jeff?
Well, you got on the back that way? I'm on the radio with my buddy Joe. Hey. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about oil. I got a trivia. Well, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What does the W stand for in 10W40?
I think it was wintergreen at some point.
Hmm. I mean, I remember coming across that, and of course,
yes,
I think the obvious answer is weight, but I think that may be incorrect. I don't know. What is it, Jeff?
I believe it was wintergreen at some point because
it's right there.
The
home.
The poor point, you know, it behaves different 10W.
Yeah, the correct answer is winter.
Winter, ah. Okay. Joe, winter chicken dinner for Joe.
I think you told me that back at work sometime at point.
There you go.
Dr. Jeffrey O used to have, I won't call it trivia because it's not trivia. These are points of stuff that a lot of people didn't consider, and he just knows a lot of stuff. So we would hang out between phone calls and...
It's called minutia.
Minutia, yeah. And we would exchange minutias, you know, so...
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so it actually stuck in my head.
Things that went off when people called it.
right.
Yes, we just had TV screens.
Actually, you know, our friend Al is telling us that a 2018 Ram tells you when you're using the wrong oil.
Yes.
So how do it know? That's a good question.
It calculates the pressure.
Yeah. Okay. So weight, pressure. Right. You can
do
it. Sure.
So if you do get that, if you do put the olive oil in there, make sure it's extra virgin.
There you go. Yeah. EVOO.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially on a car with variable valve time, the correct oil is, as we've talked about in the past, extremely critical.
Very true, yes.
Because especially when you've got you get a car with variable valve timing codes in the shop, and it's got the Jiffy Lube sticker on there, or...
Yeah, I go one further. The BMW motorcycle I have, which has variable valve timing, it's been a thing on the message boards for a long time. Guys are having trouble with the starter engaging, and they found that, when was the last time you did an oil change? If the oil got dirty or if it was the wrong weight, the starter drive didn't want to engage correctly. I still never figured out how that was connected, but...
Yeah, I knew they had what in the tank, yeah.
But then guys had reported, all right, you know, I changed the oil, I threw an extra quart through, and now it starts fine, like... Okay.
Stupid. You give me what they want, I'll take you any place you want to go.
Yeah, you start now.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, I was just thinking we had one of my advisees who had this bunch of power stroke issues with stolen, running like a bunch of crap. And I was like, pull the dipstick. And he's like, what, are you kidding me? And, of course, it was low. And of course, it was filthy. Of course, he saw the oil change sticker was written in hieroglyphics.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? Flush this thing out and put the correct oil in there. And sure enough, a day later, he calls me back. This thing runs like a freaking top.
I will tell you this. When I had my Harley-Davidson motorcycle, again, air-cooled, two-stroke, it was a shovelhead, so it was an older one. And I did the services regularly, but I could tell... when the oil needed to be changed. The bike just don't... It sounds crazy, but the bike ran just a little different. And if I changed that oil, bang, I could feel that it got a little better.
Come on. You licked the dipstick. Admit it.
There was no dipstick.
No?
Well, actually, there was a thing in it. Yeah, there was a thing in the oil tank. But
okay.
No, like a Harley was like my Fiat. When you smell it, you know that you're not out of it, you know, because it's still there to burn.
Yes.
So,
an esteemed colleague of ours, you know, as far as Italian cars leaking, the Italian car factory scan tool was a pair of vice grips and a bag of Speedy Dry.
There you go. I have one of those in the trunk of the Fiat. Yeah, keep it in there. Yeah,
yes,
you're forgetting the crescent wrench.
Right.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
Well, exactly. At that point, it's past my ability, so. Dr. Jeffield, it is great to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks. Keep up that trivia.
Yes, keep up the minutia. It's better than trivia. It's minutia.
Minutia.
All right, back to the show. See you later, guys.
All right, man. Thank you.
Bye. So long. Always good to hear from Dr. Jeff, yes.
Yes. He is a fountain, a fount of knowledge.
Right.
A fountain, yeah.
Sure. Hey, yeah. Why not?
John Fontaine.
Another fountain we have here.
Yeah, we're flashing crazy over here.
We'll say hi. You're on with the Motor Mouths. Hello, caller. You're on with the Motor Mouths.
Good morning, Ray. Good morning, Joe.
Hey.
It's Bob from the Olds Club. How you doing?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, Bob. What's happening?
What's up, man?
Beautiful sunny day.
Yes, indeedy.
How you guys doing? I was listening to you guys, and you're talking about the different oils and so forth. I have a 2012 Chevy Equinox with the four-cylinder Ecotec engine.
Yes. Right.
And I ended up just replacing the variable valve timing intake and exhaust sensors.
The two solenoids in the valve cover.
I think the oil might have got a little too dirty there. I don't know, but about 81,000 miles on it.
Yep.
Is that what's next to me?
Mm.
Yeah.
I got one of them out in the parking lot right now, and I've done other stuff, but not
that. Start throwing the salt over your shoulder.
Yeah, well, this is why I'm really calling.
Okay.
I got the letter from Chevy about a year or two ago. These particular engines tend to have piston ring wearing and then excess oil consumption.
Yes.
So it's exactly what's happening now. The last four oil changes, I've been wondering where the oil went. Uh-oh. The car runs great, but I just don't know where the oil's going. So I have it going into the dealer on Tuesday.
Mm.
Chevy has extended the warranty from GM for, I think it's 7.5 years. So if anybody's out there and has one of these things, it's just about the end of the extended warranty period or whatever the company has offered. But it seems to be prevalent on 2010, 11, and 12.
Yes,
great.
We had a couple of them at the shop. The one particularly bad one was ended up being a high. It was the guy used it as a messenger vehicle, and it had 200,000 miles. But this thing was like a Vega.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fill the gas, fill the oil, check the gas, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, my concern here is it goes to the dealer and they're going to replace the piston rings. The process they have is you come in, you pay for your new oil change, you have 2,000 miles, you come back. If the car has used more than one quart of oil, then it would be covered and then they would go into a repair. Right.
Toyota does that too on certain cars. Yeah, they kind of seal the dipstick and all kinds
of
stuff like that.
Keep us up on that because I have a 12 in the parking lot right now. My wife's car with an Ecotec that I've been chasing different problems on, and that's probably see if that's next down the road. So keep
it
us
could be.
Let us know what's going on with that because we'd like to follow the
real quick. You know, if you have you got to do some checks on the PCV system too because sometimes they just get clogged up and it just forces it past the ring.
They have to do this inspection and they set it up.
Right.
And then you come back. But, Ray, the warranty period is 7.5 years from the date of purchase.
Yep.
So mine is up at the end of the month. But then if it does come back as broken or, that there is wear, I just wonder, as far as the repair, they're going to take the engine apart, they're going to replace the piston rings, but what about other things,
Right.
I don't think they give you a new short block. And then sometimes I wonder, why don't you just leave it alone and use a thicker grade oil?
Yeah, put in some Foxhead STP, right.
Yeah.
What do you think, Joe?
Variable valve timing gets kind of mad at that stuff.
You can't
let it burn because then the catalytic converter goes awry. So,
Yeah, that's the other
Bob,
thing.
Go buy another 442.
All right. Listen, I just wanted to say hello, and I'll keep you informed
always
on that.
Always a pleasure. Please
it'll go in on Tuesday, and we'll see what happens.
All right, Bob.
Thank you.
See you guys soon.
Okay.
Thank you.
So long.
Bye.
All right. We got to take a break because we're going to have Mr. Marty Schultz giving us a call. So it's all right, Mama. We're only just doing a radio show. And we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio in a minute. Keep it where you got it, 90.3 WHPC.
Darkness at the break of noon, shadows even the silver spoon, a handmade blade, the child's balloon, eclipses both the sun and moon. Do you understand? You know too soon, there is no sense in trying.
This show is brought to you by the Neenan Healing Arts Center, an acupuncture establishment located in Belmore. Acupuncture is a natural and drug-free pain solution. Neenan Gilbert is a licensed New York acupuncturist with a certification in Chinese herbology. More information about the Neenan Healing Arts Center can be found by calling 516-442-7408 or by visiting NINANHealing.com.
90.3 WHPC is joining Nassau Community College in supporting the American Heart Association at the Long Island Heart Walk on Sunday, September 15th at 8 a.m. at Jones Beach. Start heart walking and make the commitment to lead a heart-healthy life and become healthy for good. Nassau County is one of the 15 highest income counties in the country, and yet people that live here suffer and die from heart disease at a rate 20% above what is considered the norm. Nassau Community College is not just walking, we are heart walking. More information about the Long Island Heart Walk can be found by calling the American Heart Association at 516-962-0790 or by visiting longislandheartwalk.org.
This is Dennis Pitzenberger from Sticker Shock, and if you're not listening to Motormouth Radio, boy, you are lost in the smoke of the burnout. Make sure and tune in each and every week because these guys are exactly what you want to hear. Real car guys, real talk, every single weekend.
There is no answer fit to satisfy, ensure you not to quit, to keep it in your mind and not forget that it is not he or she or them or it that you belong to.
All right, we don't belong to the phone because obviously we had our guest on and we cut him off hitting the wrong button, not the hold button. And Marty, if you're listening, there he is. We'll come right back with him now and be back on the air.
Yeah, don't take that as a hint.
No. We'll go back with the phones and hopefully we have Mr. Marty Schultz on the phone. Is that you, Marty?
Yeah. It is. I'm here. Hi, Ray.
All right. Ta-da. Thank you. So we apologize for that. We hit the wrong button. We have a new phone system that we really haven't learned yet. So
yeah,
I completely understand. I'm in the same boat as you.
Oh, good. Yeah, with no paddles.
Does
in
yours come equipped with dice?
Yeah, right. Because
yeah,
a magic eight.
Exactly.
Board.
I'm kind of the old school rotary. That's what I'm most comfortable with. I feel
yes,
like
most you know. Let me tell you something. The fellow I work with at the shop, who's he's a lot younger than us, he picked up a rotary phone to use as the second line. And now my daughter, who's about his age, just picked up a rotary phone from the thrift store and hooked it up to the back of her TV because they'd service. And now she's using it. She's like giddy. I was like, you know what? If you had to use this thing, you'd be throwing it at the wall. But
exactly. That's the nostalgia. I think that's when nostalgia starts coming back and becoming trendy.
I love reverse technology. I do.
Exactly.
Old is new again.
Yeah. So, Marty.
Exactly.
We tried to hook up with you about a year ago. We had some problems with that. We had some issues, but everything
logistics.
Is fine. We're back in the saddle again, and now this is something, you know, I love to talk to people from all walks of automotive world, but especially the ones who sell products that I use and I like, and that's you, because Eclipse Sunshades, I bought my first one back in the 90s, and it's on my Impala, and loved it. And now I've bought three others for family cars, and people have commented on it, like, what the heck is that? Where'd you get that? And you tell them, like, you know, tell them where to find it. And I love to do it. I love to promote those products that really work, and that's what your company does. So please tell us a little bit of the history and how and why you do what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, first, I'm glad that you've been so happy with the product. You know, the Eclipse Sunshade, it's been around for nearly 30 years now. And, you know, for, I guess, people who don't know what it is, it's the custom fit front windshield sunshade. So it's, you know, fit within 1 inch, based off your vehicle model. And the really nice thing about it is that it's actually mounted directly to the windshield. So most people have seen the, you know, roll up foil or cardboard, sorts of sunshades that you have to toss in your back or they get mangled and they just don't do a great job of covering the window. Ours covers the windshield, but it's always there for you as well. So it's mounted to the driver and passenger side. It takes 1 second to use, to deploy. And it's, you know, the convenient factor with that.
Yeah, no more crawling in the back seat, you know? No more having
exactly,
your friends in the back seat have to move their butts up. You know, here, take this.
Exactly. Right. And if you're like me and you have a few young children, your car's always a mess. So, you know, another sunshade just adds to the chaos. So yeah, we're able to solve that. It's a retractable style. So it's similar to a tape measure where you pull it out and it shoots back in. That's how it, you know, opens and closes.
Good analogy.
So we've been around. Yeah. I mean, we've been around for about 30 years and, it's the sort of thing that it's, the product's always been very popular with people like you who bought it maybe back in the 90s, saw it was a great product and did the job, and have just been loyal followers since then.
Sure. And what I have to say, I did say at the top of the hour, if people go to our, not our website, because it's not up there yet, but on our social media, Motormouth Radio on Twitter and on Facebook, and Real_MotormouthRadio on Instagram. I took a picture in a parking lot. I'm driving my wife's car today, and I deployed the sunshade, took a picture. So this way people can go now real time and look at it, and they can see what you just described. And
exactly.
Again, it's so neat and clean. And like you said, you don't have to throw something behind the seat, between the seats, try to find it. French fries fly out of it, and, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's so compact.
You can put an eye out with that thing.
And even in my the car.
Exactly.
The car I drive every day, I had to have a windshield replaced, and I was like, "Oh, geez, I got to take the, you know, the glue that's on these on the mounts is very, very strong." Mm-hmm. But I contacted mm-hmm. you guys, and this is going back about I think 2 years ago, and said, "Listen, I need a new set of mounting contacts," and you guys sent it right out, just sent it out to me, and mm-hmm. had the windshield replaced, put the new ones on, boom, ended, done deal, beautiful. So
exactly, and you know, I think the thing with the style of our shade, you know, sometimes people might see it originally and think, oh, maybe it's a gimmick or it doesn't work or this or that. But I mean, this is a product that works very, very well. And of course, we're biased because we sell it. But, you know, it makes selling and making this product is easy for us because it's so effective. Right. It's one of these things that, you know, really does the job that it's supposed to do. It's easy to use. It's compact. It's effective. And, you know, having those factors just makes our job so much easier. And I think people, you know, people like you, Ray, who get one and you see how great it is, you know, we have so many customers who come back to us over the years and say, you know, once I get the car, the very first thing I get is an Eclipse sunshade. So. Yeah.
Well, that's, you know, I did that for Christmas. I bought one for my daughter for her SUV and then for my wife. And of course, I had to install them. So I didn't do that over Christmas because it was cold. But this year, in the spring, I did install both of them. And I got some some input last night from my wife because we went out to dinner and then I drove the car. So I deployed it and then undeployed it. And she watched me and she says, "Wow, you make that look real easy." I'm like, "Well, maybe because I've been using one for 20 years, you know." But, you know, she actually said, being a little shorter, it's harder for her to reach across to the A-pillar on the right side and bring that shade over. I said, "Well, that's mm-hmm. leave the door open, kick your left leg out, and just lean, you know, do like the surfer lean." I said, "There's a lot of ways of doing this, you know." But I've noticed now because...
Yeah, it's like them exercise programs on TV, you know.
Right.
With the pyro and the fire and exactly. the Tybo.
Yeah, Peloton.
Right.
So I got to say, now that I have three distinct iterations, versions of this sunshade that were made in different times in history, I can see how the three of them deployed differently and what the material has changed over the years. You guys have... You're not just sitting back on your laurels and keeping the same product, you know, and just cranking them out. You're mm-hmm. definitely upgrading it, which is something that's nice mm-hmm. to see, you know.
Right. I know, that's exactly it. You know, the product in and of itself works great, and there's really nothing to change as far as, you know, the fundamental way it functions. It does what it's supposed to do, but we're always, you know, analyzing different aspects of how the product performs, you know, be it the retraction or the material or whatever. It is to make sure we're providing the best possible solution. So we did change our material a few years ago. We used to use a kind of a woven fabric, which is a little more of a fabric-y, you know, mini glide feel. And we changed to a non-woven material, which is more like, it feels kind of like a Tyvek sort of feel.
Yeah.
And, you know, this new stuff is great. It retracts so well. You know, I'll say some people who've had the old one initially might not like the feel because it's not as fabric-y, but it just works so well. The retraction is strong. It keeps its form over time. I know, Ray, you were in touch with me earlier in the week about one of your really old shades that's just lost its form.
And
it sounds like...
Have it, all.
Yeah, the one in my Impala is very, it's a lot lighter, and it just, I sent you some pictures, just kind of, you can't retract it because it just folds up on itself. And again, it was, mm-hmm. I know that it still stayed color fast, so I didn't think it was a sun fade thing. I could tell the one I have in my other car is a little stronger, and now these new ones is like, it's almost like cardboardy. It's very, very, it's almost like a mica feel. It's a very, very rigid mm-hmm. feel, which is great because it keeps the shape. Phenomenal.
Well, better to block sun rays with.
Yeah. Well, even the one in the Impala still works for that. It still does its intended job.
Right.
So, like I said, go on.
I was going to say it does. You know, it does. It really reflects the sun well. You know, this new one, personally, there are a few other uses of it. I mean, I use mine in the winter, quite honestly.
I do too.
To help accelerate the defrost. You know, if you close the shade and crank the defroster in the morning when you have the ice on your windshield, it really helps.
Oh, it directs the air. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, kind of, just because the air kind of gets stuck between, you know, the shade and the windshield, and kind of helps to accelerate that. So that's just kind of a side use of it.
Well, I don't know where you guys are. We're here in New York. We usually get that 2-inch, that a 2-inch little thing, and we say, okay, I can see, let's go. We're on.
I'm from Chicago too, so I know, I understand. You know, you just got to make do with what you can do sometimes.
Right. Exactly. Do you, you know, with this stuff, I could see, I've yet to transfer or get them for my classic or my muscle cars. I probably will, but they don't usually sit out in the sun as much. But I actually wanted to contact you guys years ago about making one for my little. I have a Fiat Spider, and I took one of those foily folding ones and literally had a cut about 8 inches off it. And I just stopped using it because it was just so much of a pain in the neck. But
we have them. We have them for virtually any vehicle out there. Mm. There's in all the years I've been doing this, there's only one vehicle we've never been able to fit. But the Jeep Renegades, I mean, those are, I think they're great cars. They look great, but they are very difficult to fit with a sunshade.
Really?
So that's the only vehicle we've ever encountered that we just flat out couldn't make a shape for. We tried everything. Yeah, well, it's a small windshield to begin with, and that's an issue. But the biggest issue is the dash. The dash in most vehicles is a bit slanted, but this one's really flat.
Right.
And I think there's some small speakers. A lot of the vehicles have the speakers kind of at the bottom of the A-pillar now.
Right.
And it's just all those factors together. We just couldn't get good coverage. We couldn't get it to stand up. But that's really rare because, like I said, we've been doing this for so long, and we've found a way to fit every vehicle out there. But that's the one that beat us. We just can't mess with the Renegade. It won.
So let me ask you this: when you want to develop a product for a new car, do you actually get the vehicle into a shop somewhere to have a physical model in front of you to fit?
Yeah, we physically install a shade in each vehicle.
Okay.
So what we do is we'll usually go to dealers, some dealerships. We've been able our engineers made some really good relationships over the years with a number of local dealers, so we're able to get in there, and he physically installs a shade in each vehicle. Most vehicles have there's the generation of the vehicle, so it'll last for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you may not need to do a full install because it's just very obvious that it's the exact same as last year, but especially when there's a redesign, the shade's installed, with a lot of the newer vehicles with these rear view mirror sensors, like the rain sensors or the cameras, those are a bit of a challenge for us. So we have to, the only way you can get an accurate fit is to install it and see what's going to work best, like what kind of cutout's going to close the best around those. So, within one inch, it's custom fit. We like to have a little bit of room for, installing it, just allow a little space for air. But yeah.
You don't want to be messing with them cameras because then they got to get re-aimed and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
An inch is good as a mile in that case.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely it. That's right. And, the thing is that it's regardless, if it's an inch off, you're still going to get nice coverage.
Oh.
There might be a little sliver that it doesn't cover. And I realize for people like listeners in Arizona or Florida, that is a big deal. But really, once it's up there and it's closed and it settles, you get great coverage. It's easy. It's always there for you to use. It's just it's a great solution to a problem, especially in the hot weather.
Very convenient. Yeah, for sure. It also keeps the dashboard and the interior components from getting UV'd.
Absolutely.
I usually keep an AC gauge in one of my ducts, and on the my car that has the shade, I it was at work. I left the shade open. I didn't deploy it, and I looked at the temperature when I came out. It was like 120 degrees, And then when I did the next day, same thing, parked the car in the same location, facing the same way, but deployed the shade, gave it the same amount of hours. And I got to say, it was 15, almost 20 degrees cooler at that one point than it was the day before. And that's significant. It really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's, it's the sort of thing that's kind of what we see as well, is that as far as temperature reduction, about 15, 20 degrees is what it reduces. And, some people might say, well, it's 130 degrees in there, so how can that be significant? But it really is significant.
You know,
cool down that much.
Grab the steering wheel and say that.
I was going to say
that
was the real test when I touched the steering wheel, because I've seen people put towels over the steering wheel and all sorts of crazy things. And I told my wife, I said, that was it. You touched the wheel and you didn't burn your hands.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think the thing is, even on a cloudy day, you might have a cloudy day where you go outside and it's 95 degrees. It's still hot, but it's a lot more tolerable than if it's a blazing sunny day of 95 degrees, just standing in the sun and then having that sun beat down on you, I think just really increases the temperature all around. So just having that barrier of protection between the sun and the interior, and of itself does a lot.
And the UV, the UV protection too. You don't have those rays. Marty, what's down the road in the future? Are you developing any other products, or are you just kind of sticking with what works?
Yeah, we're sticking with this right now. You know, since we talked the last time, a number of changes have been made. You know, we started out really selling the Eclipse Sunshade. We weren't the manufacturers or the distributors. We were the top dealers, but a couple of years ago, we actually took over the entire operation. So we're now not just selling it, but we're the ones in charge of manufacturing it and distributing it as well. So what we've been doing the past few years is getting things really ramped up and ready to start marketing and pushing this a lot more. So I know it's, you know, people like you say that it's a great product, everyone should use one, but no one's ever seen it. And I think that's one of the big things that we're working to do is get the product out there so people can see it. We're going to be at the SEMA show in Vegas this November. We'll have a booth there. So really our big plans is just to have this product just out there for more people to see. So, you know, anyone listening can check us out. We're at eclipsesunshades.net. That's our website. You know, put an S at the end. It's eclipsesunshades.net. Visit our website. You can order online there. If there's any dealers who are interested in carrying the product or selling the product, get in touch with us. Our phone number is 1-800-530-8484. Feel free to check out our website. You can send us an email, give us a call. We'd be happy to get people set up to sell the product, and we'd be happy to sell one to an individual as well. So that's really our big plan, is to just blast, kind of just get this out there so more people can see it, because a lot more people need to use it.
Definitely. Because it's the kind of thing where people forget, you know, don't think about it until they get, you know, they put their hands on the hot steering wheel, or you know, they're wearing shorts and they have vinyl seats.
Yeah. Well, we're glad to be the emissaries. Because I've had people ask me, what is that? And like when it was open, I've had people ask me if it was a speaker bar or, if, you know, because you don't know what it is. I'm like, no, look. And I pull it across, like, it's a sunshade. Like, wow, where'd you get that? Mm-hmm. And I don't even remember how I found the first one, but I said, now you keep these guys' name in your book and you just order them for all your cars.
It's like one of those, actually, it's for one of those Karate Kid movies where you close the sunshade and you drive.
Exactly.
That was Ricky Bobby. He did that.
Oh yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Except
you guys don't.
We don't recommend that.
Right. Right.
Our official stance is we do not recommend that activity. But I understand what you're saying.
Exactly. Drive with your eyes open.
Well, we recommend
New York, that's optional anyway.
I know. We recommend that everybody check out Marty. We'll put some information up on our website to your cross link to you. And maybe you can cross link to us, and we'll of course share let all our contacts know about it for sure, because like I said, we believe in it.
Yeah, you know, we'd love to be able to give you guys your listeners a coupon too, a coupon code if they want to place an order online, save 10%.
Okay.
All they need to do just enter MotorMouth10, all one word, MotorMouth10. In the coupon code field at checkout, and you can save 10% at EclipseSunshades.net. So
excellent.
Just make sure you put the S at the end, but EclipseSunshades.net.
Excellent. We'll get that up on our website. Marty, we appreciate the call and having you take some time to speak with us on a Sunday.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me on. I always like talking to you guys, and I appreciate you giving us a boost.
We'll keep plugging, and then we'll see. Well, maybe sometime in the winter, we'll come back. We'll do it again.
Great. That'd be fantastic. Love it.
Thanks, man.
Oh. All right, Marty. Thanks a lot, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. We are going to take another break, and then we're going to come back with Mr. Carl Anthony from automoblog.net right after this on, you know what? Joe, this is a song you've been alluding to for a couple weeks with me and my habit. So we're going to go with this, and then we'll be back with more Motor Mouth Radio on 90.3.
Which habit is that?
WHPC.
Night at 8. Do you know where your children are?
It's not Tuesday night at 8 right now.
It's 8 p.m. somewhere. It's time for the Rock Binge.
But it's not 8 p.m. here. What's the Rock Binge?
I'm ready!
You know, The Rock Binge, where it plays modern rock and alternative music in a class of its own, with the latest rock news, too. Is it Tuesday night at 8 yet?
No. The show sounds cool and all, but maybe you need to buy a new watch or something?
No, I do not need a new watch. I just can't wait for it to be Tuesday night at 8. Why would you want to miss out on classic SpongeBob lines or this amazing voice?
All right, I get it. All right, I'll listen, I promise.
All right, is it Tuesday night at 8 now?
No, it's not.
How about now?
Stop asking!
You gotta turn on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
All right, forget it. If you can't beat them, join them. Is it Tuesday night at 8 now?
Let me check my watch. Nope, not yet.
Wait.
Shake off the realities of the day, broaden your musical horizons, and embrace the diversity every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. The show offers a potently unique collection of music with an emphasis on themes and rock rarities. An occasional tour de force of blues and soul mixed with compelling sets of folk and folk rock. I'm Steve Kay, and I've got the perfect soundtrack for your drive home every Monday evening at 6 on Revelations. Right here on the voice of Nassau Community College, 90.3 WHPC.
Oh, but the butcher is a monster. That guy is not a natural man.
Yeah, I don't know if you're talking about a tool truck or the guy down the block, but we all got our pushes.
You got that right.
On Motormouth Radio. And you know what? We also have phone callers. We'll go back to the phones and say,
"Phones are on fire."
We'll say, "Hi, you're on with the Motormouths."
Hey, gentlemen, it's Carl.
There he is, Mr. Carl Anthony. Hey. How you doing, brother? Good to speak with you again.
Hey, yeah, likewise, Joe, Ray. Always a pleasure.
What's going on, man?
Hey, this Eclipse Sunshades. I'm on the website. This is nice stuff.
Yeah.
This is primo stuff.
Obviously, you could see it on there, but if you go to any one of our social media formats, except the website right now, because it didn't get the web guy didn't get the picture yet, you can see it deployed in the parking lot on my wife's car. So it works.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. And I was enjoying the conversation earlier before Marty called in about the oil and the different oil weights and the oil consumption that Chevy vehicles have. Man, when I was a service advisor 8-9 years ago, I was at a Cadillac dealership, so we didn't deal with it a lot. But some of our Cadillac customers had GMC and Chevy trucks, the first generation of active fuel management, the cylinder deactivation, and those.
Oh, AFM.
Yeah. They were known for burning up oil, and customers would come to us and they go, you know, I don't, they go, is it just my imagination or am I running a quart low? You know, so we
did I buy a diesel?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right. And it was a long drawn out thing. Like it was like we had to record, you know, every week they would come in, we document the oil levels and stuff. So it was not easy to get a remedy, to that issue, but, you know, guys will say, you know, they'll buy trucks used and they'll say, you know, I've heard some things, and I always say, yeah, you know, it was an issue in those years that they did use oil because of that active fuel management system.
Yeah, GM always had teething problems with new systems. Now they're pretty cool, but, you know, they were nuts.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always a stressful job, service advisor, you know.
And, you know, we've spoke about it on this show a lot. Of course, the car that the Sunshade is on is in a Chevy Cruze with an Ecotec in it, a 1.4-liter turbo Ecotec.
Right.
Great engine, right. But I've been replacing plastic parts like crazy and just EVAP hoses and, you know, now the EVAP solenoid and the thermostat, which is plastic, and another, it was one of the water hoses that was plastic again.
It is a long-standing tradition of plastic parts in the engine. Like my son's 2002 Buick, if they cracked those little elbows on the... belt tensioner.
So. And I understand, you know, thermoplastics are great. They can be as strong as or stronger than metal in some cases. You know, we have plastic intake manifolds.
They always pick really good times to break.
Yeah, that's the problem. When I start seeing them fail, I say, you know, the metal counterpart wouldn't have failed like that. So, and then just, you know, it's a little problematic to try and get the hoses off and the fittings off. It's, I don't know, I'm not liking it. I'm not.
Right.
There's better things to do.
You know,
yeah.
You know, there's and this reminds me of a story. I've been fortunate enough in the auto business to be able to travel and, you know, to actually be able to do some traveling with NASCAR and the Chevy racing teams and things like that. And so out in Newton, Iowa, there is a racetrack out there. Newton's about 40 minutes or so from Des Moines, just if you go east on I-80 from the Des Moines-Ankeny area. And Newton is famous because it was the home for Maytag. And so when you go to the NASCAR race out there, you talk to a lot of those old Maytag employees, and some of those guys have a real disdain for that time because, you know, and they'll tell you, these guys were like quality control inspectors on the line. They were working on the lines, and they go, you know what? We knew when they moved from steel components to plastic components in the Maytag washers and dryers, we knew we were in trouble. And these guys have a real disdain for that. Mm-hmm. So, and they'll do the same thing with vehicles. They'll go, you know what? I'm looking at bumpers today. I'm looking at body panels today. I'm looking under the hood and I'm seeing more plastic, and it really irritates them because of their experience working on the line at Maytag. So it's really something to see, just the difference.
They're not
that,
so lonely, you know, anymore.
Exactly. Yeah, no kidding, right?
Wow.
Yeah. So
good point.
I mean, unfortunately though, the automotive business, you know, I mean, the engineers would sell their grandmother for a pound of weight saving. So, you know, sometimes forming complex shapes, you know, with plastic. I mean, the materials are great, but it ain't a chunk of metal, you know? So especially like us old school guys, you know, you ain't breaking this thing.
Yeah.
You know, when it's a nice chunk of cast iron, you know, but unfortunately it weighs as much as, like, you know, the car's short block. So
yeah,
it's not viable.
And it's that battle between engineering and bean counters that really, like, if you look at GM and Ford, that is a huge part of the story of both of those companies of, you know, where does the line between we have to save money versus where is the line between the car guys? And, you know, Bob Lutz talks about that in his book, which is actually called Car Guys versus Bean Counters. And he talks about the decline of GM, and he pegs it back to the car guys lost control of the company. And it went to accountants who said, look, you know, just like you said, Joe, okay, you know, we got to get a pound of weight savings, and we can save a fraction of a cent. We can save a penny. You know, we're going to do it. And then the quality issue is what eventually caught up with them.
Yeah, because, you know, what happens is that their criteria is, okay, the warranty's 3 years. Will it last 3 years and 2 months? Okay, right. We'll use it.
You know, I learned something. Being a double Mazda owner, I know I filed some stories, and a few years ago they had a redesign for the Miata. And in what they did is they had their team of engineers, and an engineer and his underlings would give him, like, okay, rear and side view mirrors. You know, the target is like 6 grams. And like, if these guys hit the mark and lost 6 grams, they got another bowl of rice. I don't know, whatever they got at the cafeteria.
Right.
And if they exceeded that.
What's Japanese for raisin pie?
Right. So these guys, they did it with a very minuscule approach where instead of looking at the whole car, they were broken down into little subsections, like, okay, seats.
Yes.
If you can, hit this parameter on the seats, you'll get whatever your target is for that month. You'll get the raise. And they did that, and they actually found that one of the goals was to increase the power, increase the interior space, but decrease the overall weight of the vehicle. And they not only met it, but they exceeded it. And
bunch of overachievers,
and they made a beautiful car. They made
I think they were hanging out in the same bar as the Lotus guys, you know.
Well, that's it. The engine guy didn't have to worry about brakes, and the brake guy didn't have to worry about the transmission. They only worried about what they were tasked with. And I thought that was a very good approach.
Yep. Yeah, they break it off into, like, the industry term is chunks or commodities, you know, so they'll say, like, oh, what commodity are you on? Well, I'm in body and white is my commodity, or I'm in interior, and interior could be seats, it could be climate control, it could be infotainment. And then under the hood, you've got, like, well, I do AIS. I do air induction system. That's my commodity, and that's the only thing I touch. That's the only thing I engineer. Or I do, you know, wheels and tires are separate from, you know, brakes. And then brakes is broken down into tubes and hoses. You know, it's all – it's all these subcategories. So you might be a brake guy, but you might just be engineering and cost estimating tubes and hoses, and that's it. Like, you know, so, it's a really
what's
intense process.
What's these pad things?
Can you imagine one of the corporate parties where you're mingling, and you got to look at the guy's name tag, like, oh, he's a tube and hose guy. Good, I can talk to him. Oh, this guy knows AAS, so I don't do AAS. Yeah, it's like, because you can't, you know that the AAS guy probably isn't talking transmissions.
Right.
So, no, not at all. And it's funny because, you know, when I was a non-car person, and I remember when I was a civilian, when I was a non-car person, when I was like normal people, you know, and I would see a car and I'd be like, oh, cars, yeah, engine, transmission, tires, right?
Right.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you learn there's so much more, and then your life is just forever changed because you never look at a car the same way again. You drive down the road, you go, man, I wonder why they have the rear spoiler that way.
Yeah.
Like, right. people hate driving with me because I'm like, you know, that just seems like that raked roof line that would be hard to see out of, or, you know, I don't know, that front end looks like it's a little heavy in the front, like, you know, so you just, it ruins you, man.
Well, yeah, even from a tech viewpoint, you know what I mean? I love driving at night and seeing how many yellow lights are on the dashboard when you roll up next to somebody at a stoplight.
Oh, yeah.
I bet she's got a catalytic converter code.
I know I freak some people out because when I drive in my Fiat, my Spider, I've had a back feed issue in that car for years. I just never solved it. There's a big the four-way flasher button is kind of in the middle of the dash, and now you're driving a little car, top is down, everybody can see everything.
Sure.
Only on a right directional deployment does that big, it looks like the bat phone. It flashes with the directional only on a right turn, not a left. So at night, I'm always thinking, like, who's behind me thinking, oh, my God, the guy's going to blow up. The car is like,
right.
So.
And then you're like, it's okay. It's an Italian car. It does strange things. You know, that's part of the love of owning this type of car.
And then now that we have your attention.
Right.
Right.
Shut up and move back.
Exactly.
Right. These cars are a labor of love. That's what, you know.
Yeah.
That's great.
I do that too. I have noticed a propensity lately of people, and I'm trying to categorize it, they're driving like at dusk and into night with no headlights on. So there's no rear lights. And I thought, well, okay, how do you not know your lights are? I mean, automatic lights. So you think, okay, you know, there's a lot of surface. But I was near a guy the other day, and I got closer to him to see. I wanted to see if he had dash lights. And there's times where I've seen cars where the guy did have dash lights on.
But the headlights didn't work.
And the headlights weren't on. And now just this last one, the guy didn't have dash lights. I'm thinking, are you that stunod? You got no lights on? It's dark out.
In Queens and Nassau County, you know, like in the more populated areas, you got tons of street lights. I can tell you how many times that a customer's come in with both headlights out.
Wow.
And, you know, they don't even notice because of the street lights and whatnot. You know, it's not like they're in the dark. I mean,
true.
If they had to pull up a dark, you know, side road or something, and then the customer's like, you have to replace them both. I'm like, didn't you notice?
Yeah.
You know, when you pull out, you check the current, you know, you check the ground, and it's all good, and you stick two bulbs, and you're done.
Well, my daughter got her RAV4, a used RAV4. I said something to her when I drove the car, and she said, you know, I thought the headlights were a little weak. The car, it was in like, daylight running mode. She had to switch it to headlight mode. And when I showed her how to do that, she goes, oh, wow, that's a lot better. I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, you're in, like, daylight mode even at night. So, yeah, I guess... Right. It's not as easy as pulling a switch anymore, is what it is.
Of course not. You know, you have to have to make an application to act to Congress there,
you
teach college courses for this crap.
Yeah, yeah. What's been new on the fun side, Carl? What have you done lately that's been fun, besides your working crap?
Now, as far as the fun side, there are a ton of car shows up here in the Detroit area. And I mean, everywhere you turn around, I mean, you can go out to get groceries or go out for a cup of coffee and you literally turn the corner and, oh, there's a car show.
There's a bunch of car guys hanging out.
Love it. Love it, love it, love it. And, you know, they're everywhere around here in the city, in Detroit, downriver especially. So down in the Allen Park, Lincoln Park, Trenton area. All the Ford assembly plants are down there, so you have a huge concentration of auto workers. And it's amazing to you know, we went to one in downtown Allen Park here was about a month ago or so, and just the classic American iron out there, and you know, and the old pickups and stuff. So you see these areas of Main Street up here and these little communities that are blocked off, and they've got a raffle going on. They're usually doing a benefit for a charity.
Nice.
They've got good food, they've got music going, and they're playing all the hits from the 60s and the 70s, and you just you walk the row and you talk to these people who have these cars that are in mint condition that they've restored or that they've had since brand new. I mean, you know, some of the old Ford and Chevy pickups, like if you're a truck guy, man, it's just great. So that has been a lot of fun up here. That's why I love summer up here. And it's just, it's muscle car alley up here all through Detroit, whether it's new stuff, old stuff. I mean, you know, I was coming home from church today and there was a guy on Fort Street driving an old Mach 1. You know, it's just a way of life up here, man, you know.
That's great.
So that has been fun, you know, and the weather up here has been gorgeous. So it's perfect night for driving, for car shows. So you just, that's one thing we love about a Michigan summer.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, same thing here. I like going out in the evening. I take that Fiat out again in the morning or again in the evening when the sun's getting low. Just a nice time to go out and just drive and just, you know, traffic is lighter. You could actually enjoy yourself. So
Yes.
Because soon enough we'll be getting snowed on.
Yeah, right.
Rained on. You know, leaves fall off the trees.
We'll have to get our Eclipse snow shovels. So what's coming up down the pike for you guys, Carl? I know you guys are always covering. You're always on the pulse of the industry, and you guys have some crazy stuff. I mean, people should go to automobileblog.net. I highly recommend that to read up and see what you guys get into.
I love the reviews of the cars.
Yeah,
it's definitely useful stuff. I mean, you know, I see a lot of car magazines that they just have a great time picking the car apart, making fun of every, you know, that radio knob is a little too hard to turn. You know what I mean? Or like, I had to pull the door handle with an extra 2 foot-pounds of torque. You know, screw you, come on, open the door, you know?
Right.
But you guys actually approach it from like, I'm going to drive this car, I'm going to live with it, and I'm going to have to enjoy it or hate it.
Your reviews are stellar, that's for sure.
Yes.
Those guys are definitely...
Yeah, thank you.
You can tell they're car guys, that's without a doubt. So
I'll pass that on to Dennis Farrell. He's the one that writes all of our reviews. And we have a great team. Tony, Richard, Chris, my partner, Alex, who runs our social media. We have a great team. And, you know, as you said, we're always going to continue to cover the industry, new models, new releases. One thing we're really focused on now is that, and you guys know this, but the cost of cars today is increasing, and it's as high as it's ever been. Right. But it's Cox Automotive did a study, and for the first time, car payments, as of last year, the average car payment is $533 a month, and that is expected to increase. And, of course, SUVs, cars, they're all expected to increase in price. So the norm is $500 to $600 a month right now for American consumers. So from an editorial perspective, from our perspective, yes, we still continue to cover the new models, the new cars. We're going to continue to do that. But our guide section on our site, you'll see it on our homepage. There's a little top bar. Just click on guides. It'll take you through all of our – it's basically vehicle ownership guides. We have really set out – to try to help our readers get the most life out of their car. So you'll see things like we've got guides for maintenance. We've got guides to protect your car during the summer. We've got winter driving guides. We've got guides on warranty.
Stuff.
Yeah, whether or not you should buy an aftermarket warranty. Should you buy a new car or should you fix the one that you have? How to protect your car against theft. So we're really looking at this and saying to our readers, look, we understand new cars are very, very expensive now. You might want to hold on to the car that you have. And if you do, here is what you need to know to squeeze every last mile out of it. And that's why that oil conversation you were having at the beginning of the show is so important to us, because in some of our guides, our maintenance guides that are on our site, we go through that, you know, the importance of changing your oil, the importance of rotating your tires, taking care of your filters and your fluids. It's all age-old advice. It's all the advice that our dads gave us, our grandfathers gave us, but we're really trying from an editorial perspective just to help people get every last mile out of their car, because new cars, they're getting harder to afford.
I used to have stuff like stand in my garage.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, that's why you guys, we always felt, were the literary counterpart to what we do here on the radio. We talk about it. You guys write about it. You cover a lot more than we do because you have actually more exposure time. We only have this 1 hour a week. So we try. Right. Yeah, we try to kind of to do it as best we can. But that's why we love having interaction with you, Carl, and the
engagement. Great working with you.
Yeah, because it's we can cover a lot more with you guys helping us out, for sure.
Heck yeah.
But.
Yeah, likewise, and we appreciate it as well. And what I would say to any of the listeners out there in Motor Mouth Radio, if you have a question, if you have a car question, please email us. There's a contact area on our site under, you know, just send us an email in. It goes right to me. I'll get it. So, you know, we'll help you out if you have any of these questions on, you know, should I buy a car? Should I keep the car that I have? We're happy to help and advise with that because that's such an important topic for us right now.
Well, you guys are definitely a wealth of information from as far as that goes, for sure.
And we got to run because we're getting bit. We got to get out of here so Kim can do her show. And Carl, we thank you for coming in with us. And we'll, of course, we'll have you on again in the near future.
By all means.
Sounds good. Yes.
Stay in touch, man.
Safe travels to the wedding. Yeah,
thanks, Carl.
Safe travels to the wedding.
All right.
You bet. Take care, guys.
Take care.
See you soon. All right.
Bye-bye.
So long. Bye. All right, Mr. Carl Anthony. Joe, we only have about a couple seconds. We're not in next week. Listen to the best of. You're going to hear a show from last year where Chris was in. And Joe and I will be back the following week.
It'll be fun. Then you can make fun of us live at that point.
And we're out of here. Motormouth Radio, Ray Guarino, Joe D, 90.3 WHPC. See ya.